Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney with Will.
Hey guys.
Today we're going to talk about Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, and oh my god, that's the same shit that we've talked about before. It's okay, we're going to be talking about some next-gen stuff and our predictions and thoughts on what's going on. And you may be wondering where that podcast went about Xbox versus Sony. Well, what do you think, Will?
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, we did start that podcast, but Mark's end on Skype was super... not good, so we decided to push that podcast to a later date. So it will come. It will come, I promise. But for now, we're going to talk about next-gen consoles. And if you didn't listen to the last podcast, it featured these guys, JT Music. Only time will tell if he can break the spell whenever Zelda gets outcasted. No, he will never let the Hyrule Castle fall into the hands of... So yeah, we interviewed them on the last podcast, JT Music, and you can also find them on YouTube. Just type in JT Music. They're the first one that comes up because they're feckin' awesome. All right, Will, you ready?
I am ready.
Let's do it. Here we go, right now. All right, guys, so next gen, it's funny to even think about that right now because we're still kind of stuck in the Xbox One, PS4 generation right now. And do you remember the when the Xbox One first got announced there, Will?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the Xbox 360 actually had a really long life cycle.
When did that come out? 2005?
2005, so, yeah. And then 2000, I think either 13 or 14 is when the Xbox One came out.
Was it that? Makes me feel even older.
Yeah, pretty sure, because... I definitely bought it when Brittany, my wife, was there, and I've been with her since 2014.
Let me quickly check. Yeah. Here we have information, but not the information I want. I don't care about upcoming games right now.
But anyways, the Xbox One, when they first actually announced it at E3, whatever freaking year that was.
It was announced in May 2013.
Oh, okay, yeah. So anyways...
And came out in November 2013.
Jeez. So anyways, I remember during the E3 presentation, they're like, you can't share games. And then Sony just fucking obliterated them. They're like,
no, that wasn't it. It was always online.
Well, yeah, it was always online. You couldn't share games. And there was one other fatal flaw with the Xbox One that like completely turned off at like everybody. And they're like, oh shit, we better fix that.
I remember the one that Sony, because Microsoft went first at E3, and then Sony literally just destroyed them with the always online thing, because you could not play games without having some sort of internet connection,
which I think all of them have adopted now, really, because I think you can play offline. Well, you could play offline on some games, but after a while...
Like a disc, you can play offline, but some games that you buy like off of the stores don't allow you to, mainly because it's a licensed product, and it needs to make sure your account's the one that's accessing it.
Yep, that's the way it goes now. But let's talk about the next-gen console. So the Scarlett has been in development for a while now. What, and it's supposed to be the most powerful console. I think Xbox has definitely taken over that realm of things, the most powerful console. It used to be the PlayStation. Sony used to rule the technical market, but not anymore.
Yeah, the X definitely did big things. The problem was the price tag of $699. I still bought it. You know, you guys know me. I own everything. But would I have spent that money on the X knowing that it wasn't the actual next Xbox? Probably not. I think them basically trying to release another console in the Xbox One franchise was a stupid move.
Yeah. I am glad. Well, I didn't buy the Xbox One X because I only have one 4K TV in my house, and it's in the living room, and none of my gaming stuff is in the living room. It's in my studio. So
yeah, you'd never be able to play games.
Yeah, so it would have been a waste of money. So I'm going to have to get a 4K TV soon for my studio. And then buy the Scarlett when it comes out. So,
or just get a 4K monitor.
I could get a 4K monitor. That'd be sick, yeah. So what the fuck is the Scarlett going to be all about, you think?
I don't know. Microsoft has really been pushing, and I'm reading an article published on GameSpot this week called Xbox Going Big at E3 2019 After Sony Drops Out. Now, we've known since late last year that Sony has decided to skip E3 this year, which is... In some of my mind, it kind of makes sense, and in another way, it doesn't. But I can picture them now bringing back the Sony experience, which they don't need to be at E3. They can just do their own thing. Hell, they don't even have to be in LA.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked Nintendo shows up, you know, because they just did a Direct this year. Or last year.
Last year, yeah. I don't even know if Nintendo is going to be there at this year as well. I think they may have dropped out as well. So it's going to be a very interesting thing for Microsoft if they're the only big company there. I'm trying to think of the word I want. Producer-wise, maybe?
Developer-wise, yeah.
Yeah, so, but speaking like to Major Nelson during a podcast, Phil Spencer started off by saying it's going to be a fun year for E3 this year. Basically, he's talking about Sony skipping the show. Also, that there was some news about E3 back in the fall, and this year they're going to go into more in depth about those 7 studios they purchased.
What if Sony lost a bet, like, you know, they're playing a game against each other, Sony and Microsoft, like Phil Spencer versus whoever the fuck the Sony dude is?
I don't even know anymore.
And, they played a game, like, hey, if you lose, you gotta drop out of E3. They're like, yeah, you're on. And then they lost.
That would be pretty fun.
Because Xbox players are dominating as fuck.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get to the bit. It's a big article, but there's a bit where he's talking about the next Xbox and their plans for the future. Ah, here we go. So, something Microsoft announced last year was Project X Cloud. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So, if you remember Project X Cloud, it's basically the working title for the company's game streaming service. Now, I don't really know what they mean by game streaming service. Is this kind of like EA's Origin, or basically the same thing that they already have with their Game Pass?
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be the Game Pass.
But is this more of like an in-depth Game Pass where they're going to have all their games available on this, maybe this streaming service, kind of similar to Steam?
Yeah, and then they also like stroke your wiener while you play games or something? I don't know.
That would make it very enjoyable.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll probably be years before streaming becomes the primary way people are going to play games, right? Like, I'm still going to buy discs.
Yeah.
Because
if I
don't like the game, I'm going to return it.
I always put my receipt, like, in the case, so when I hate it, I just, take it in, and I always have the receipt.
Yeah, definitely. So, basically, I don't know till we actually get the final thing on Project X Cloud. Game streaming service, yay, nay, gotta hold out.
Hello? Hello? You guys there?
Hello? Who's this?
Hello? It's Mark.
Where the fuck have you been? Guys? Where the fuck have you been?
I've been everywhere and nowhere. The wind beneath your wings and the black in a shadow.
Well, you haven't been on the last couple podcasts.
Yeah, I know. It's been tough.
By the last couple, do you mean like the last 20?
I mean, your last good one.
Oh, now he's getting
shots fired.
You hear that, Rodney?
Oh yeah, no. I'm just gonna open our Facebook page and start reading the comments. Some of the shade people have been throwing Mark's way.
Oh come on, there's no shade my way. I have your guys' funniest episode.
Okay.
Yeah, but we've thrown quite a bit of shade your way.
Yeah, who like the you two?
Yeah,
or just like.
Yeah, we'll openly shame you on the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. We're like, Mark doesn't listen. It's okay. Mark doesn't
classic.
Listen.
Classic. Not there to defend myself, so you guys pick on me.
I'm pretty sure that's word for word what I said.
Yep.
So, anyways, welcome, Mark. We might as well throw some debatage in here.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we're right now talking about the Scarlet, Xbox Scarlet. So, I'm excited for this, and... You mentioned just before we started that the PS5 is going to be the most powerful console ever made, but I'm pretty sure that's what Xbox also said. Well, so,
yeah, they basically they're both saying the same thing.
Well, like, which one are we talking about here? Are we talking about the Xbox that's half computer that doesn't even count as a console, or is it going to be the console that they're developing?
The whole new console. It's like, if you even take into the X account, Mark, it's still the most powerful console right now. So you know they can still make something years, even more.
6 years. It took them 6 years, Will, to make the most powerful console. When PS4 Pro has been out for how long now? Like 4 years?
Yeah, but even then, man, the PS4 Pro didn't like
you. I have many friends that have both PS4 Pro and the One X, and you can't tell the difference. So, I mean, why didn't I still have the original PS4, which is pumping out supreme graphics that I can play God of War on or any one of the other multiple exclusive games that PlayStation has? fuck, I lost my train of thought on that.
Well, the specs are there, but I mean...
I want to see the specs for the new consoles, though. That's what's intriguing, because they both claim a lot of shit, right?
Well, the PS4 Pro right now has 4.2 teraflops, it says, and the Xbox One X has 6 currently.
I meant not for this
next gen.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
But so, like, you know, there's not a TV on the market that can do 6 flops.
Actually, there is. They're just way too. You know, like there's already like where we film in like 4K and stuff like that. There's already like what is there? What are we up to right now, Rodney? Yeah, like 10K.
There's 8K.
There's not 18K. A TV.
No. Yeah, there's 8K.
There's
right
no
now.
TVs are in the market that people have that can run.
Oh yes, there is 8Ks, but no one can afford them. That's our only problem.
That's what my point. That's my point, buddy. Do you have one? Do the majority of the people have one? No.
I can't spend $30,000 on a TV. It just can't justify it.
Exactly. And well, it only took Xbox. Like, how much of a fuck you is that to all your fans too? So you guys are gonna release a console that finally compares to what the PS Pro puts out and surpasses it. But then the next year, drop 2 new consoles?
If I might interject.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I don't mean to hog you.
The PS4 Pro doesn't even put out true 4K. It's up-resed 4K, whereas the Xbox One X is native 4K. So
Okay, that's fine. And I'm going to agree with you that you guys have the most powerful console right now. But what I'm saying is it took you long enough to do it. And how much of an answer, like, isn't that a big fuck you? So, Will, people that spent the money and bought the console, you guys are going to have to buy 2 new consoles that pretty much make that one obsolete.
The one thing I will agree with you, like, Microsoft fucked up when they released the Xbox One S.
Yep.
Which was a slimmer version of the Xbox One. Came out around the same time as the Pro, but they didn't give a fuck about doing the 4K. They didn't do anything. Yeah. It was the original Xbox, just slimmer.
Mm-hmm.
That was the S, right? The like Sierra. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's what.
And then 4 years later, you guys say, "Oh, like as PS4 is and like look at the sales of this year, so, like c- consistently between the two. We're not counting Nintendo, which is the
the winner,
sold all consoles,
the winner.
But you know, we're not talking that. Like, and you know what, I don't think, like, how many people play the Switch as their main console. Like, I know there's a few diehards out there, but I'm wondering how many people, like, how many kids are playing the Switch and how many adults are playing the PlayStation, or how many people are bought the Switch to, like, appease a girlfriend while other people are playing a PlayStation, or you know what I'm saying. I'm just wondering how those numbers work.
Well, the fact that you can play
to mention that there's a lot of kids in the world too, right? So, and you buy Switches for kids. So I'm wondering those numbers as well. That greatly affects, like, obviously it makes them the greatest selling thing, but I'm
All right. Like, hold on. Ring the bell. Like, this sounds like a debate. Like, I'm going to be the mediator. Let's do this right.
I was just trying to finish my point, but you guys know what I mean.
Oh yeah, but your point is, like, you can't lose, and Rodney's the same way. So let's see if this is gonna be a debate. I want a good one.
Okay.
You guys know the rules: no eye gouging, no low blows.
All right.
Everything else goes.
All right. So what the fuck, Mark? You don't only buy a Switch for kids. Like, if anybody has owned a Nintendo since, shut the fuck up, I'm talking.
Okay.
So you don't, like, anybody who's owned a Nintendo since 1985 when the first one came out has a nostalgic attachment to Nintendo. So of course when they release a console, they're gonna be like, oh fuck, cool, new Mario, fucking new whatever. So they're gonna buy a fucking Switch themselves, like I did. I don't have
kids. Okay, now let's stop, because I knew this was gonna happen. This isn't a debate about fucking Nintendo, and those are two awesome Japanese companies. We're talking about the Japanese company I like, Sony, and your shitty company, Microsoft. Let's stick to the facts of this debate, sir.
Right, yeah, we should let the clear winner just be benched. Sing.
I'm sorry, guys. This is already pretty funny. So, who wants to start this off?
Oh. And I implore, let's go. If you guys are listening to this podcast, drop a like on the page and tell us what your favorite system is. And, you know, well, let's keep a tally. Let's do a poll question here.
I'm done.
All right, so we're going to have a poll on our page. Pay attention for that. Mark's definitely going to be paying attention and hoping you're all thinking the same way as him.
Oh, dude, I get, like, then let's talk about your lack of no games. State of Decay. Sea of Thieves, actually, like, I like it. It looks pretty fun now, but, like, that's it. Like, what else you got? Like, you haven't had a Halo in a while. Your last one was garbage.
Yeah, that's because they have a more than a 2-year fucking development period.
Okay, yeah. Where Sony just has, like...
Sony's
got God of War. They've had Resistance, Little Big Planet. Like, I could go off for days on all their exclusives that are awesome.
Xbox has, obviously, Halo. Forza, they have Quantum Break. They have Sunset Overdrive. They have Cuphead.
Cuphead, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about Cuphead.
See, I'm already reading Mark's mind. He doesn't consider it a real game because the art style is in fucking HD.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that's exactly
what I'm pretty sure everyone can get that.
But yeah, no, we have lots of exclusives as well, and we've held on to our exclusives, right? Like, Sony used to have Spyro, and Ratchet and Clank used to be an exclusive, and all that, and now the three big games that everybody played on the PS1 and even the PS2 are now cross-platform.
That's fine. You can have them too. We had them, but now they want more money. They want to go to both platforms. That's fine. We still have the game of the year, and I'm pretty sure we had game of the year last year too. I don't know when the last time Xbox had an exclusive game of the year.
Game of the year before was Zelda.
Okay. Yeah, but that's not Xbox. Answer the question.
Let's find out with the power of Google. Xbox
what
wins.
Is it Halo? Halo game lost game of the year, maybe? The year.
Xbox wins what game of the year. Let's see.
But, like, exclusive game of the year.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Just calm the fuck down.
I'm half thinking you're gonna come back at me with something about Nintendo.
Well, yeah, I know. But like I said, we got to keep the winner in the corner over. I've probably put more hours into my Switch than Xbox combined. Xbox and obviously I don't have a PlayStation, but
I don't think so Rodney. We played a lot of Halo.
And I still think that those numbers are skewed with how many like adults are buying the Switches for little kids. You do buy Switches for little kids. I've seen tons of kids playing for them.
Well, yeah.
They're the perfect cheap Christmas present.
Yeah.
Because, well, I mean, and by cheap, I mean not, they're not cheap, but they're not like $500, like, and they're not like $600 like an Xbox is or $500 like a PlayStation is.
Yep. 2000. Overwatch is cross, whatever.
Yeah, that's my. No, I'll give you Overwatch because that was that's a Microsoft exclusive, right? Isn't that not? No, it's not. It's on PS4
too. Yeah, it's on PS4 too. The Witcher 3.
Nope, that was on everything.
Okay,
that was on everything.
Dragon Age.
That was on everything.
Everything. Okay, I can't go back any further than 2014, so I don't know. It's probably been a while.
I'm pretty sure. Halo. Okay,
I'm going to sprinkle some love on the PS right now. So you just sit the fuck down, Mark. I'll do your job for you.
I'm not even doing my job. What are you talking about?
I will say that Sony has a very good way of telling narrative stories in their games. Like, there's the storytelling aspect of all their games is fucking spectacular.
And that's what made me fall in love with PlayStation a long time ago. Is they do RPGs and like third person RPG. Like, they do those games. Even first person shooters, they're getting a lot better at.
I mean, the first, there's not really, I can't think of a exclusive first person shooter for Sony.
I mean, they had them a few years ago with, well, I mean, when they first came out, but I can't think of a really good, that was like when it first, like, they don't make, when was the last Killzone come out?
When the PS4 launched.
Okay, yeah, because we haven't had one in like 6 years, that's what I'm saying. So,
but they have, they only release them on the launch of a new console. They have like a 6 year development period usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in terms of Xbox, they have a bit more variety of FPS stuff. Obviously, Halo.
Another game though from PlayStation that I'm surprised I haven't seen come back in a while is SOCOM.
Don't even know what that is.
SOCOM Warrior. That actually was really fun. That was going back to the old PS2 days.
Yeah.
I used to play that. You can play that online, believe it or not.
Yeah. Anyways, so we've talked about the performance of the consoles. We've talked about a little bit about exclusives. And is there... Hey, I gave you a fucking compliment, Mark.
I gave Nintendo many compliments. Okay. I guess Xbox, Microsoft.
The silence is saying it all.
I can't think of anything. Even your freaking, you know, in the last year, over 2,500 Xboxes have gotten the red ring of death, and Xbox has done nothing but issue an apology on their Facebook page.
For the 360?
For the One. Sorry, my bad. I always say that.
Oh, okay, the Red Ring of Death, I don't think it exists on the One, I thought.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it does. You guys get that red... Yeah.
That's Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Well, what's the ring you guys get then? I don't know if it's called the Red Ring.
We don't
have
rings.
What is it then? What do you guys get? There's over...
you're talking about like an error code? Yeah, like on the Xbox 360...
PlayStation's got the blue light now. I always thought it was the blue light and the Red Ring of Death.
Well, it was the Red Ring of Death for the 360, and depending...
Black screen.
Okay, never mind. You guys just got the black screen.
Okay.
I mean, I guess what I like about Microsoft is what I think would be interesting is they're, like... I actually kind of think... I thought it was dumb at first, but the more I think about it, is I kind of like their upgradable system. That's got to be... That's pretty different.
The Xbox?
Talking about, like, the rumor is for the next two Xboxes, there's supposed to be an original console, and then one of them is going to be kind of like a PC.
Right.
It's going to be like an upgradable
interchangeable.
Console.
All right.
So you can basically keep getting the best out of your console as things progress.
Oh yeah, I had a comeback now and I forgot.
I think that's going in a way that Nintendo even hasn't even fucking been there, done that.
You know what's a kick in the balls from Sony is not having backwards compatibility with previous games.
Yeah, that does hurt me a little bit. But even when I think about it, the Xbox One
doesn't have backwards
compatibility.
Xbox doesn't. Are you talking about like playing old games on your system, or are you talking about when the system dies, like when at the end of its life they say, "Oh, we'll still make games
backwards compatible." So playing a PS3 game on the PS4, which is not available.
You can't do that.
It wasn't available on the Xbox either, but then they did bring it in a patch. So yes, the Xbox One is backwards compatible.
Well, what games do you go back that are that old that can you actually like stand to play? Well, what was that game that you put in and you're like, "Nope, can't do it."
Well, we can play old games because we can appreciate them.
No, but like I can appreciate a really good old game too, but like I'm not going to fire up freaking my Super Nintendo anymore and fucking play Mario. I'm sorry.
I'm
going to play the new Mario. I'm not going to I can't play the old shit anymore. I'm done with it. I play the fucking, I don't know. I can only play the new shit. And that's not saying I can't go back a few years and play an older game, but I can't, I'm not going to load up. Like, even Final Fantasy. I love Final Fantasy VII. Will, you've said this many times too. Go back and try and play it on PC or try and play it on PlayStation. How hard is that?
I could do it, but the problem is Final Fantasy is such a big game and I really don't want to play it multiple times when I know there's another copy of it coming soon.
Yeah, but it's just hard to play for me. I don't know. And there's something just like the story, and it's just like from where you see games come, like they are now, going back, sometimes it's just like hard because you're just pressing one button or, combination, or you're just sitting, what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, but it's the replay value that makes you go back and play them. It's not necessarily the look of it.
But what game, there's not many games that have, even Zelda, Nintendo 64, once you beat it, it doesn't really have much replay value.
Sure it does.
It does.
No, I don't think so. No, once you beat it once, Final Fantasy doesn't have any replay value either. I played it a few times.
Do you know how much stuff you miss when you don't play a game that big when you only play it once?
I mean, depends if you use the book or not, right?
Dude, you don't always follow the book 24/7, so...
Yeah.
As I like to call it.
I mean, I get tired of games quick. It doesn't matter if it is Zelda or whatnot. I'll play it once, and then I got to put it down.
Yeah, Will and I are kind of different. I'm sort of a completionist in a way. I don't know.
I am, but I'm not to the point anymore because I start too many games at once. Where I always go back and finish the game. It's just sometimes if there's something else that comes out, I'll switch to another game.
I'll beat it. I'll do all the side quests. I'll do most of it. I'm not a fully completionist.
I would even consider myself a soft core completionist.
I don't try to 100% the game though. I will tell you that much. I've done it on a few games, but some of the fucking achievements are just so stupid or way too freaking hard that it's just not even worth.
I've only 100%ed one game, and that was Final Fantasy.
I would have 100% a DK64 if the fucking game didn't glitch out. I've told this story before in the air, but...
Oh, that's a good story, though, yeah.
Fucking pissed me off. I want to play it again now, though.
Yeah, but we've 100%ed Halo 1.
Yep.
We haven't done number 2. 2 can go fuck itself, straight up.
Yep.
I like 2. That was my favorite Halo.
There's something wrong with you, Mark. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that one was the best for online, right? That one actually,
No,
fucking online was amazing in Halo 2.
No,
that
dude,
was my favorite anyway.
If you played Halo Reach online, you would have a completely different opinion. Halo Reach online was like the most superior online experience for Halo.
Yeah, it definitely changed multiplayer, not just for the Halo series, Call of Duty, Battlefield. It was huge.
Yeah, and then 4 came out and was like trying to copy fucking Call of Duty, you know. Yeah. It's a little little lukewarm on it.
And then you had 5 that was utter garbage.
Yeah.
You haven't had a good Halo game in like what, 12 years then? If that was since Reach?
Reach came out in like 2010.
2010. Okay.
And and Halo 4 came out in like 2013, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Halo 4 was good. Like the campaign. Like, this is debatable too, but I really enjoyed the campaign. It was a more narrative story than the first.
The campaign was great. It was even hard to do it on Legendary.
Yeah, but it wasn't impossible. Like, it was a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, it was still fun. Where Halo 2 on Legendary is more of like a torture than.
Yeah. It's like a chore,
not something you want to do.
Yeah, and then, but for online, like Halo 4 online was still, it was pretty fun, but it was, like I said, they were trying to reinvent the wheel a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you have a Halo dropping this year?
Possibly.
Said
they're going back to the basics, so.
When did 5 come out?
We'll see about that.
2016?
Yeah, that sounds right. It's 2016. So either this year or early next year.
Yeah.
Say if it's Microsoft early next year, it's not going to come with the new console. Yeah, that's probably.
It would be smart for them to hold off and launch it with the new console like they did with Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Didn't they do that with. Which Halo did they do that with? They launched a few consoles with Halo.
Halo 3.
Well, Halo 1 and 2 were on the original Xbox. And Halo 3 was a launch title for.
On the 360, right?
Halo 1 launched the original Xbox.
With the Xbox. Yeah, that's right. So 1 and 3 were launched. Yeah, so they could easily do that again.
Oh yeah, it all depends on, like we're saying though, is if Microsoft's new console is coming this year. People are
probably be 2020. They would probably be 2020 if I was to guess, it'd be 2020, and then you wouldn't get Halo this year, they'd just leave it for the next console. Just delay it.
I think they should, personally.
Well, we won't know.
That's gonna generate the most hype and the most sale, you think, right? Because okay, and this isn't even just me like giving a dig. What other game that's an exclusive to Xbox do you have that you could launch a console with?
Bringing back Fable would be really good. Even Perfect Dark. Perfect Dark would be great to bring back because.
I don't think Perfect Dark. You always say Perfect Dark, but Perfect Dark was Nintendo 64 for me.
It was.
Yeah. I don't think you could do that with an Xbox and then I think you had it right with Fable. That would be pretty good.
Well, all we can do is speculate because we don't have 2020 vision.
Facts.
Mark does when he's got a couple beers in him.
Yeah. Hey, did you notice, Mark, that I put you on the thumbnail for our drunk Smash tournament?
Yeah, I did. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're gobbling a beer. Pretty good.
Oh yeah. No, well isn't it like Isn't it me pointing with my jacket on?
No.
No, it's like your face.
The actual thing on YouTube, dude, is you with a beer being poured down your mouth.
Nice.
Yeah, I like cut your face out of that drunk fucking green screen picture I took of you.
Nice. I ain't shy.
It's a pretty embarrassing like picture. Your head's like tilted. You should check it out later.
Dude, I don't honestly do not care. I'm not as freaking shy as you are.
You look fucking haggard. Yeah. It was good fun though. I had a lot of fun editing that video. So we're talking about the drunk Super Smash Bros. Tournament that we did. That's on YouTube on our YouTube page. If you want to check that out.
Yeah, there's some disgusting shots.
Yeah, it was good. Loser had to drink a shot, and Mark got Sambuca, and you almost bitched out on taking that shot.
I almost did. What's funny is I was wasted, but I still kicked Will's ass in fucking Smash.
Yeah, I will give it to you.
Switch, and that was my first time playing that game, and you own it, and you bought the game.
But that was also my first time playing that character.
These nuts. That doesn't matter. Excuses.
And you had fucking Cole literally explain to you how to play.
Cole was backseat controlling you.
You own the game, dog.
Cole was basically controlling the game for you, dude.
I'm sure he was pressing all the buttons, teaching me how to dodge and all that.
Yo, he was. He was telling you.
No, he wasn't. That's fine. You should have beat me. You suck.
Okay, yeah. Now next, you got to beat me, Drunk Mark.
No, I'm not even playing. You're good. I'll play one more though and smash him.
We'll see how that goes. I'll use my main.
Dude, I was wasted. That's the old, like that was your best chance to beat me.
Well, we all know I'm a better gamer than Mark, so I'll take it.
Some games, but you didn't beat me at good at that one.
I think the only thing you can beat me at is usually a sports Smash. Title.
Okay, so sports title and Smash.
One Smash win doesn't make you a champion.
One Smash win when I'm absolutely pretty hammered does.
I just call it drunk luck.
Will's getting salty.
Yeah, and you were also right up next to the screen.
Will was right beside me.
No, he wasn't.
I was sitting on the fucking couch.
Okay, that doesn't matter. I fucking have terrible vision. I need to be closer to the TV. If anything, that's a freaking check mark in his box.
All right. So, moving on here, let's maybe discuss a little bit about the PS5, if that is going to be a thing here. They've been a little hush-hush about it, but what do you suspect that they're going for this time around, Mr. Mark?
I think it's just, honestly, I don't think it's going to be anything too special. I think it's going to be just like an upgraded of the first one, and they're going to go more into, like, I think what Xbox is going to do is game sharing or whatever. Streaming. So it's going to be more based on, they're going to expand the PlayStation Store. It's going to be just a little system that may even work with your TV just to stream it. Like, it might even just, like, I don't know. That's what I speculate, though. It's going to be an upgraded version of what we got now, like a little box, but just with streaming capabilities.
So I'm going to say this out loud, and my phone's probably going to hear me say it, and then they're going to get the idea. So Google, what if Google entered the console market?
Oh my god, I would buy a Google console.
They've been trying to for a while.
Like, their phones are fucking good, so...
Yeah, but there's been rumors that they've been working on a console for like the last 2 years.
So it's probably a good, 8-9 years away still.
Now. I've talked about it before, though, and I'm sure both of you have your phones, right? Well, Mark's kind of on his, but Rodney, look up...
I can look.
Okay, the Madbox.
I'm at a goddamn computer recording the podcast. Of course, I can look it up, not on my phone.
So we have the new Madbox coming out, which is actually coming from the developers of... trying to remember what they did. Slightly Mad Studios.
Yeah.
So they have a new console, and it's kind of weird because this is an actual developer that only makes racing games. But their games have sold so well that they're now wanting to get into the console market.
Yeah.
But this is just an idea.
Oh, like, no. It, like, he's confirmed
nothing's
it.
In they're development yet, though.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Ultra high-end console to Smash, PS5, and Xbox. Oh, wow, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Joining the big leagues.
Actually, they even got a video.
Yeah, but like, look at the concept for the controller. Not the concept, but the actual controller design that they just released earlier, like last week.
Yeah, I'm digging it for sure.
That thing is like, that is next.
Yeah,
gen.
That looks pretty cool. That looks pretty cool.
And even the console like has that blue.
I don't know though. I don't know if I like this new kid on the block coming in here and just thinking he can freaking take on the Wily Vets.
Yeah,
I don't know. And like, god damn it, now like have to decide whether there's between three consoles.
Yeah. I love though this is a tweet though. Oh, now my phone froze. Ah, there we go. So Ian Bell, or is it Ian Bell? Hold on, let me just check.
Yeah,
CEO Ian Bell. Okay, told Polygon, what is the Mad Box? Bell was asked in the sixth message sent entirely from his social media account. He says, it's the most powerful console ever built. It's literally mad. You want 4K? You want VR at 60 frames per second? You want a full engine for free to develop your games on it? You have it.
Yeah, now, I read that. It reminds me of
the guy from Lionhead Studios that promised the world with Fable.
Oh, Peter Molyneux.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like this is literally what Peter Molyneux did. Promise the world. Sure. Like he's like, you want 4K? You want VR at 60 frames per second? Now, the VR is interesting because right now, VR can't run at anything more than 30 seconds.
So, this, yeah, the Madbox is
30 frames per second?
Yeah, for VR. Right now, VR can't run anything more than like 30 frames per second. 60 is way too fast. I don't even...
Like, you would get fucking...
Motion sick.
You would have a seizure.
Yeah. We'd have a fucking, like, Pokemon Polygon episode going on.
Like, oh...
Fucking people around the world just having seizures.
They walk in, they find him in the bathroom completely naked, go, what was he possibly doing?
So, like, I don't know. Like, you're talking Google getting in. Now we have Slightly Mad Studios saying that they're getting into it as well with the Mad Box. Do you think the next gen, like... Oh, here we go. Released January 4th. First images of the Mad Box on Twitter. Wow, this is a really... unique looking console. Do you see it?
The Madbox?
Yeah. He's got actual pictures.
Yeah, I looked at pictures of it. I don't know, man. I don't know if I like it. I don't know.
It's very next gen. It's very psychedelic. It's kind of
officially going to look like though, cuz I saw that and I didn't even think it was what it like.
It came right off the one I'm looking at came right off his Twitter.
It's the orange one, right? It's the orange and freaking
there's a green, orange and a pink one.
Oh, okay. I was looking at the orange one. Yeah, I wasn't even sure if that was real.
Yeah, let me check. I'm sure you're looking just off the images, right? Not the actual articles.
Well, how about we put this on our website? I'm just got the YouTube video here now.
Yeah, so I don't know. Will,
go ahead.
I think the next gen is not just going to be Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo. I actually picture a lot of people trying to claim a spot.
You know what? If that might not even be the worst thing, because then you're going to see, you know, a war going on. So, like, you know, you're going to see maybe price droppage, hopefully. You're going to see studios wanting to develop better games. And, like, I don't know, maybe it could be a good thing.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting generation for video gamers. I can tell you that much, especially if they're offering a lot more choice.
Well, that's what I mean, right? Yeah, the more consoles, the cheaper they're going to have to do something. It's not just two heavyweights dominating the market anymore.
No.
I mean, well, three, sorry. Three heavyweights dominating the market. But, like, I don't know why. Why do you always think of this Nintendo as just, like, the kiddier system? It's, like, the adults and then, like, I don't know.
It's what they've always done, though. Like, they've always done those kiddie graphics. It's not till the Switch now that you can actually see... that Nintendo can actually
like. Have they ever made a serious game? Are they all cartoony? Like,
have
that?
You ever played a fucking Nintendo game?
I've played multiple Nintendo games, but they've all been cel shaded or cartoony. Like, I think even like your first person shooters that you had on the Wii were all still cartoony and cel shaded.
Yeah, man, but there's a lot of like mature games too. Like there is Mad World,
and then I guess what was that one? I didn't really like it, but Ninja something.
Ninja Gaiden.
No, he's talking to the one that I mentioned the other Day. I think it's like Real Steel or Red Steel.
Red Steel. I fucking loved Red Steel 2. Red Steel 2 was kick-ass.
Yeah, Mark said the graphics fucking bugged him too much that he couldn't play the game.
No, I didn't say that. I said I didn't like the game. I didn't like the story. I didn't like... Yeah, the graphics were shitty too, but it wasn't just that.
Love that game mainly because you started off with like not knowing shit, and by the end of the game, you're just this badass like katana wielding gaijin.
That was for the Wii, right?
Yeah,
that was one of the. Yeah, I had that game. I had Breath of the Wild in that game, and I.
You mean Twilight not Princess?
Breath of the Wild, I had Twilight Princess in that game, and yeah. I did not like that game.
Red Steel is one of my favorite games for the Wii, and definitely a title from Ubisoft that I hold near and dear to my heart. But they fucked the franchise
with games like Wii Music and Wii Fit. I guess that's not much to choose from.
Okay, they made games.
I'm sorry. No, Wii was garbage. Even the Mario Galaxies wasn't my favorite.
Hey, Mark, what did I say about those low blows?
Okay, actually, back the fuck up. So, Wii Fit and Wii Sports and Wii fucking whatever the fuck else you said was the best marketing. Was the best marketing decision Nintendo ever made because they got more Wii consoles into more households with just those three titles.
So you think the Wii Amiibos or whatever the
I'm
Wii...
I'm not saying the games were good.
It's all garbage, dude.
I'm not saying those games were good. I'm saying that it was a good marketing decision because I got more Wii consoles in more households.
Nintendo lied to people. Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying. You're saying Nintendo lied to people, say, hey, you can be fit and play video games. And then they did. A lot of people bought them. And definitely, like, mothers, like, house mothers bought a lot of them. I know, because my mom bought one.
I will say it was very awkward watching your friends play Wii Fit. That hula hoop was just fucking horrible to watch.
And Mario Galaxy was fucking so good. You can suck it, Mark.
Mario Galaxy was not that great. It was like definitely... Because what were we coming off of that was a really good Mario game before that?
Well, it was Mario 64 and then Mario Sunshine and then Mario...
Then Mario Galaxy. Mario Sunshine was... I was comparing Galaxy to Sunshine, which it just didn't compare.
I think Sunshine is like the ugly duckling of the Mario franchise, really.
Are you kidding me? That is blasphemy. Mario Sunshine was like the reason I had a GameCube.
But Mario Sunshine is the only,
was the best Mario. It was way better than Mario 64, too.
Well, what I was going to say was that's the only Mario game where you have some sort of external, power type thing. Like, he's using an external device to help him aid him on his journey, whereas the rest of them, he's either on his own or with some sort of companion.
Well, didn't Mario Galaxy, he had some sort of weird power in Mario Galaxy, though?
Yeah, he had a Luma in his hat.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, so what? He's got a cool water backpack that he could make him fly.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that's the only game where he didn't have a companion, or he was doing it himself. He was relying on a backpack.
That was the only game that it actually, made you feel like there was, an actual city to explore, that I was actually, a fun tropical paradise with, delphinians and stuff like that, and it was, I don't know, it was just, it was, I don't know.
Well, I guess you're entitled to your opinion, even though it's wrong.
Yeah, I guess you are too. And you know what? Is despite what many would say, I don't think any Xbox even and PlayStation. I don't think they've ever launched a system that bombed as bad as Wii.
That is completely false. Wii was one of the best selling consoles of all time. I'm pulling up the stats right now.
Yeah, it's the Wii U that failed.
I meant the Wii U. Yeah. I meant the Wii. I didn't mean the Wii. Because, the Wii was the innovating one, but the Wii U was the one that didn't do anything.
Yeah, the Wii U had poor marketing at launch, and it was kind of launch at a weird, awkward time. It was, between the life cycle just before the life cycle of the Xbox One and the PS4 started. So it was
halfway through, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, 2 years before. I'm pretty sure.
I gotta say though, Mark, you're hating on Super Mario Galaxy, but did you know there's a Super Mario Galaxy 2?
Yeah, I know.
Just make
there
sure.
Should be a super. There should be a freaking Mario Sunshine too. I don't know why there's not. That was like the greatest Mario game. That was my favorite Mario game anyway.
I have only played through that whole game once. Once or maybe actually maybe twice. No, just once.
I played it through twice. It was so good.
I want to play it again, actually.
Sunshine? Yeah. I would like that is a game you could like I could go back and probably play.
See,
Tilly looks at the graphics and he's like, bro, this is so last gen.
No, you know why? Because Nintendo doesn't really have that problem.
I was just gonna say that.
You can play a game that's on your Switch and it'll almost look exactly like your GameCube.
All right, Mark, the next game I'm going to give you is Pong.
Yeah, fuck Pong. I play Frogger over Pong.
Yeah, until it's the last gen.
Or you know what's even better, Rodney, is let him play through like the original two, like the first and second Zeldas.
Oh, buddy,
I don't do that shit. I didn't even play the final. No, I wouldn't, dude. Final Fantasy is my favorite genre game. I started with 6, but I'm not gonna go back and play 1, 2, 3. Like, I can't play that. Not for me. Started with 6. 6 was bad enough when I played it. But then again, I played that years ago, so it wasn't as bad then, right? Like, I'm saying now going back, it would be a lot harder. And you've said it yourself, too. You can't play through games, too. There was one game that you started not long ago that you were like, you couldn't play it because you were like, oh, it just looks so bad.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Well, I would go back and play it. Like, I have my 64. For fuck's sakes, and I get it that I don't play that polygony fucking graphics. I still enjoy it.
Yeah, but you keep your 64 mostly for Pokemon Puzzle League. That you just got schooled in.
Hey,
your Nintendo 64?
We've been through this, Will.
I don't think I could load up. I think there's a big difference between 64 and GameCube.
Well, yeah. Nothing's a polygon anymore. It's just like it's been completely refined. And the GameCube was the first console, obviously, like it came out at the same time as the Xbox and all them, but it was the first console that could have multiple AI on screen doing individual things.
Yeah.
Wait, what was?
Well, like in the 64 days, they couldn't have multiple AIs on screen doing multiple tasks, like independent with each other. Yeah, the GameCube was the first one where they could have up to 100 individual AIs on screen doing individual things.
Shit, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, the game. I mean, the GameCube. My like fucking left nut is stronger than the GameCube's processing power, but they really stepped it up after that for sure. In terms of Nintendo, the way Nintendo goes.
Yeah, you know another cool thing Nintendo did, and I bet you like it's very forgotten though. Of like when the original Game Boy came out, it wasn't right away, but do you remember there was a cartridge you could buy so you could play your Game Boy games on your Super Nintendo?
On your Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I knew that. Yeah, it slides into the it's like it looked like an exact cartridge. But like the middle of it was like a little hollow, and then your Game Boy game slid in the top of that, and then that cartridge slid down into your system, and then you could play it.
Nicely done, Mark. That's a +10 for you, right there.
I had one of those things.
I actually still have mine, but yes,
I do not.
that was very revolutionary because you didn't just play your console games; you could still play your mobile as well on a bigger screen.
Because I like, to be honest, I don't like playing on a small screen. Like, I don't know how, like, and it's not even a knock against, because the mobility of it is awesome, but like for me, after like a little bit, my eyes get sore, and it's just like Game Boys aren't as big to me now as they were for me when I was a kid, kind of thing.
Well, I was actually gonna come back with you, like, man, I think Game Boys back then were a little too big.
Well, no, see, I'm all about sitting my fat ass on a couch and in front of a big screen. Not like, kind of like holding a small screen.
No, but I'm talking, do you not remember the size of the original Game Boy?
Yeah, actually, that was perfect for me. I loved that.
Jesus, there's something fucking wrong with you, man.
Dude, I felt like that. You know how phones are getting bigger? Give me a Game Boy that is bigger. Like the... Yeah.
Dude, that, like, that wasn't
tried
handheld.
That and it didn't work.
That wasn't handheld. Like, your
the Game Boy was so handheld. The first one?
Not the Game Boy Color, man. I'm talking like the original gray Game Boy.
Gray Game Boy. It was big. You dropped that thing and you were fine.
That is true. It was a brick.
Did you know that Nintendo, when they are testing new hardware, they drop it 1,000 times and see if it still retains its durability?
They have to because kids, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you know there's YouTubers that do that as well on new consoles?
Yeah, they don't handle that well.
I've seen that. Dude, I saw one guy videotaped when the PlayStation 3 was just coming out. It was like sold out in Walmart or somewhere in the States. And one guy bought the last one and he brought it out in front of the line and smashed it right in front of the lineup of people. Terrible, terrible thing. I was like, why would you do that?
That's actually pretty funny, though.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think it's funny. That's like, come on now.
Oh, I could just picture Mark's like the second one in the line. He was hoping to buy the last one, and then the guy in front of him grabs it, and then he like turns around and the guy just throws it to the ground.
Man, if that guy bought the last console and then smashed it in front of the entire
That's what he did.
Oh, is that what he did? Okay.
The entire line. That's what he did.
I was half listening. That's fucking mean.
That is so mean. I almost would think about like trying to pick it up and see if you get it fixed. Depends how bad he smashed it, get obviously. It.
I would send it away to warranty, yeah. It dropped out of the box.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're winding down here to the final minutes of our podcast. So, what did you guys think of the semi-debate?
You should put the poll question up, too.
Don't worry. Don't worry. This is coming out in, like, 2 weeks, so. 2 weeks from the recording date.
Nice.
Yeah, because I'm going on my honeymoon, like, in, like, 2 days.
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. I'm going to go, and we have the unlimited drinking package. It's going to be good.
You guys really want to it's not the word all out, but like...
Oh no, it's all out.
You really need to get the all excessive drinking package?
Well, it was included with our fare, so I mean, we can't say no to that.
Okay. You can't say no, yeah, you're right.
And guys, this is the first cruise that they're going on that isn't going to have seniors.
Well, I mean, there's probably going to be seniors, but not as many. It's not going to be the main demographic.
Ryan, you went on a senior trip last time.
Last two times.
With your parents, right?
Yeah, the first one I ever went on was with my parents when I was 22, I think. 22 or 23. And then, yeah, I just went on one last year with Brittany. Same cruise line, so all old people. All right, guys.
And you enjoyed it so much, you're going again.
Yeah, well, no, we're doing a different cruise line this time.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks a lot for listening, guys. Let us know on our Facebook page who won. I'm going to put Nintendo in there, too, because we talked about Nintendo a lot.
You're not going to...
Oh,
we're opening...
Yeah, it wasn't... Yeah, well, because it's like, what's your favorite console? That's the whole question. wasn't a debate. We weren't even talking about Nintendo. It was you. It was Microsoft versus PlayStation.
All right. I'll put two poll questions up. Who wins, Microsoft versus PlayStation?
I wouldn't even have battled you if you were taking Nintendo's side. I wouldn't even have taken that debate.
Yeah, at least Mark knows where he stands.
Exactly. I know what I can get away with and what I can't.
Yeah. Okay, guys, thanks a lot, and we'll see you all on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.